Tumulus and Tomb Number 2. Tomb Number 2. You will find the tomb if you proceed circularly to the left from the small pathway. That is to say, going back towards the first tomb. You will now see in front of you the tomb with the number 2. After reaching there, you will see on the left side the well, and next to it a stepped dromos. Dromos is the term for the stone staircase that leads into the interior of the tomb. This is a tomb with atrium and a peristyle of Dorian style. However, you will comprehend better the Dorian architectural style when you visit tombs 3 and 4, where the atrium with the Dorian columns is distinguished very well. Exactly opposite you, that is to say in the northern side, you see two altars that resemble the facade of a temple. The altars were hewn out above the burial niche. On your right-hand side lays the burial chamber, with two types of burials, the niches and the shaft tombs. Above the entrance of the burial chamber there is a square cavity, in which there was a plate where the name of the family was written. The tomb was altered during the Roman period. At a certain stage they probably decided to cover the atrium, as it appears from the traces of openings hewn out on the three sides of the atrium. We know from various archaeological evidences that many of the burial customs that existed in ancient Greece continue to be kept in this cemetery of the Hellenistic period. Some of them are also known through the descriptions of Homer. Before the burial, the relatives of the dead covered his body with oil, then with a linen cloth, and then the dead was publicly exposed, prothesis. Lamentation started, and relatives visited the dead for the last time. A silent procession through the streets of the city took place before arriving at the cemetery for the burial. The burial was followed by peridipno, that is to say, the dinner to honour the dead, during which the relatives ate at the tomb. The offerings such as the amphorae that were found are indicative pots of the ceremony of burial customs. The amphorae were probably used for the libations of wine and olive oil as offerings to the dead. The well had a ritual and symbolic character, as well as the gold jewels. The gold jewels, which they put together with the burials, accompanied the dead in life after death. Generally speaking, the offerings testify necrophobia, as they believed that the dead would return and would claim them. You can see some of these finds in the Archaeological Museum of Paphos. Go up the step dromos so as to come on the flat surface of the tumulus.